You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The bookies think this is going to be the most hotly contested of the four weekend's fixtures. It's Ireland versus Argentina, of course. We don't have confirmed team news for this yet, but Ireland will have had their hand forced slightly with regards to selection for the injury issues that we mentioned at the top of the podcast. It's 8-15 the Irish, 7-4 the Argentinians. The draw's 20-1. The handicap just 4 points, Jeff.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game, but I think the Irish will win it. I think that they've got enough momentum behind them now. And as I say, despite the fact that the injuries that they incurred last week, and of course Sean O'Brien's little lapse, shall we say.
could call it that.
Yeah, could call it a little lapse, you know. They've got a bit of momentum behind them, and I think Joel Schmidt has got them playing some good rugby. And the players that have come in, stepped up to the plate. I expect them to beat Argentina, despite the fact that Argentina knocked them out of the World Cups in 99 and 2007. You know, the last five games that have been played, Ireland have won those five games, so Ireland have a bit of pedigree going into this, and I expect them to produce a result. And I, you know, maybe 10 points in Ireland's favour.
Well, there'll be a decent price there. Obviously, Ireland -4 at 10-11 would fall into a 10-point victory. You can also look towards the winning margin live, and there's a couple of bets there. Ireland at 1-12 points is 5-4. However, if you narrow that down a bit and go along your line of thinking and go Ireland to win the game by 6-10 points, you'd be getting paid out at 5-1, Jeff.
Well, I seem to be doing well with the 5-1 bids, don't I?
Well, we'll be doing well if they all land. That's certainly true.
If they all land, yeah. But, you know, I think that'll be it. I think, you know, I think that Argentina obviously improved having played in the championship now, and they've upped their rugby. But, you know, you just get the feeling that Ireland are doing something special in this World Cup. They've had a good run into it. It's been quite an easy run for them in the way that the pool worked out for them. They had their final game. They had that game against France last week, which was a cracking game, despite the fact of the injuries. The players that came on showed their worth, showed their quality, and, you know, they have the strength in depth. They have a squad that's performing as the squad should do. And they will miss Paul O'Connor, there is no doubt about that. But they'll miss him in for his leadership qualities. But they've got some good young players there who are coming through. They've got some experience, the experienced players like Islip and guys like that. And they'll be around. And, you know, last week you got it right. I said that Rob Kinney would score a try. He did. He'll probably score a try this week as well. It's, you know, it's that sort of, I think they've got that sort of momentum going in their favour.
Sure. So would Rob Kearney perhaps be your selection as an anytime try scorer again this weekend?
Yeah, he would be. You know, he's a powerful player. He comes in, you know, and he follows up well. He's a good runner, and he's also good at taking those short little pops just off the side of the breakdown. So, you know, as he did last week, it was a good try.
Certainly was. So Rob Kearney, we're just waiting obviously for confirmation on the team news before we have full prices available for the try scorer markets. However, Rob Kearney likely to be towards the top of the betting for Ireland, but if last weekend's performance was anything to go off, he looks a value play regardless.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.